going to be running.
I believe that.
Yeah,
I'm more hoping than I can back it up with fact.
No, I'm pretty confident that it's going to be a heavy run approach. If you've heard Cliff talk at all this year, whether it be at the podium or just in like various interviews, he always raves about the running back room. Even when he's like not specifically asked about it, which to me is him trying to like, hey, like watch out for our running game this year. It's very apparent that everybody on the offensive line wanted to run more last year. Everybody on the team wanted to run more last year, except for the guy that was calling the plays. Cliff Kingsbury feels like he wants to run, and he's not going to run based off of, hey, I've thrown 60 times. I should probably get a run play in here. I can't imagine that we're going to go any two-quarter stretch where Jaden Daniels is dropping back 40, 50 times the way that Sam Howell did a couple of times.
But wouldn't it behoove you, if you've got a talent at quarterback that scares people with his legs as much as he does with his arm,
yeah,
wouldn't you keep them in check by running the ball? Because they're waiting on the worst. If I'm the DC, I'm scared to death that he's going to put me in a read option mode and my people make the wrong decision.
Yeah.
And he's off and running.
You'll see it for sure. You'll see elements of that offense in what I think we're going to see in week one against Tampa. I'm pretty confident that Brian Robinson, should he stay healthy, is going for 1,000 yards this year.
Oh, I believe that.
Even with the Austin Ekeler dynamic,
B-Rob
is running back one.
Yeah, yeah, we have to say that. And I think we also have to expand our goals from the grand now with held them to 18 games. I hope he gets that. That should be like the norm. That's the base on it. He's probably impressed me more, if I'd say the most impressive person throughout the preseason. Eyeball, from the eyeball, B-Rob. He's in the chat. I don't know if he's that guy, but he's among the people, I would think.
I mean, he was the best offensive player last year. He was the best, most consistent offensive player last year. Well, obviously, we got a lot of love for Terry McLaurin, and we didn't get to fully see his skill set in the way that the offense was run last year, but we also didn't fully get to see Brian Robinson's skill set. I mean, I don't think there was a game last year where he got over 20 carries, and he's a guy that's capable of getting 20 carries on a week-in, week-out basis. So I'm excited to see what he's going to be like with an offensive coordinator that is more, shall we say, comfortable utilizing the skill sets that he offers.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, good move with that. Well, we agree. There's a lot to look forward to. And that's important because people, during this time of the year, can you imagine not having any promise at all during this time of the year? I mean, you'd have to call the FBI on you. I'm happy that we have, coming off a terrible season, that there is optimism, there is hope, and there's a lot going on. Because September, you've got a chance. Tampa could be ferocious. The Giants, everybody's good in this league. But the idea of you coming into this without the idea that you can be 500 in September, why would you not believe that? At the least, that's the worst to me. You got to believe that you have a shot to do that. Yep. To break we go. 301-230-0980. Is the number here, DOC, in for Coach Sheehan, along with Denton Day. We'll be right back.